Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Oh, good day, everyone, and welcome to All Talk with Chase and Mike. Jeez, I tell you what, it feels like it's been a really, really, really long time. In fact, Mike Minogue, the last podcast we did was in a car in the upper hut in 2 degrees, yeah. With people falling over like flies before we got pulled off out of the car by the third AD.
I never got pulled off.
No, didn't you? No, we got pulled over by the third AD, and he said, "Come on, fellas, it's time to go back to work." Suggesting, I might add, that what we were actually doing wasn't work, Mike. I took great offence at that.
Yeah. No, he's got a real attitude, that guy. So we went from 2 degrees in Wellington, now we're in about 1 degree in Auckland.
Yeah.
Bit of a cold snap, you guys might have heard about it. And and we're finally back on the pod, and it has been a long time, and haven't we felt bad about it, James?
Yeah, we've felt really bad about it because we know we've got some loyal listeners out there, and we deeply, deeply, deeply apologise for all the sort of shenanigans that have been going on. But I tell you what, Mike Minogue, there's a hell of a lot going on at the moment, and maybe one or two announcements that we've got to make this afternoon for our final podcast.
Yeah, that's right. And, we have been getting some lovely, lovely messages from people, sort of along the line of, what do we got here? I think we've got one here that might say, get your shit together.
Yeah, which I think is a fair point.
Yeah, no, it was a good one. And I felt like, you know, our shit was all over the place.
Yeah.
You know, so he's right, and we need to get it back together.
Yeah, yeah, all our shit in one place.
All our shit, just scoop it all up and just press it into one firm little package again.
But in our defence, though, to be fair, as we said, there's been a lot going on. Of course, you've just recently finished your final season, I believe, of Wellington Paranormal.
Yeah.
And there's another show coming out today, in fact, Mike. And would you like to tell the listeners all about that, mate?
Well, yeah, I mean, we've got a show. It's called this is potentially going to come out on Thursday. We haven't spoken to our producer about this podcast. Coming out on a different day than usual. So Talkback is out on TVNZ On Demand. It's 6 episodes, which it's a show that Jason and I, we've created this together, haven't we, mate?
Yeah, we did, yeah.
We wrote the show together. We sat down about 16 months ago and we said, let's make a TV show. And
just like that,
piece of piss. So we sat down and wrote that, and then we've just been absolutely caning ourselves ever since. And it's finally out, and it is the story of behind the scenes of New Zealand's leading right wing talkback host.
Yes,
played by Jason Hoyt.
Yes,
I play his inept executive and best friend, Steve.
Yes,
Steve Menzies, no relationship to the rugby league player. And we've got other cast in there. We've got your Jeanette McDonald.
Legend.
We've got your Morgana O'Reilly.
Brilliant.
Liv Tennant.
Superb.
Milo Cawthorn.
Amazing.
Simon Prath.
So good.
And that's your core cast. And then outside of that, we've got our guests like Hilary Barry, Stan Walker, and Jason Gunn.
And of course, David De La Tour.
David De La Tour.
David
I forgot
De La
about
Tour.
David De La Tour and Rhino Kane's in there. It's a hell of a cast.
Yeah, it's brilliant, mate. And we were very lucky to get such a great cast together, but it has been a process, and it's literally been released today. And I tell you what, I liken it to giving birth.
That's
how I feel. And I now understand what a woman feels when she gives birth to a child. Now that it's out there in the public arena, it's a tremendously satisfying feeling, Mike.
It is, but you're just glad it's all over. I also know what it feels like to be a woman because, as you know, Jase, we're working, you know, pretty hard on reaching all our deadlines for this show. And
well, you were.
Yeah. Well, you'd done the hard work during shoot, learning 8 trillion lines. And so when we were doing Wellington Paranormal, which you were also in.
Yes.
Yeah. I was working nights on that, and then during the day sort of working on the post-production on Talkback. And it's quite stressful. Not a lot of sleep. So 7 days a week I was doing Talkback and 5 days a week doing Paranormal. And then literally 2 hours after I finished shooting Paranormal, came home, to the place we were renting down in Wellington. Within 2 hours, I was in hospital.
Yeah.
Trying to dislodge a kidney stone, which they say is as painful or more painful than giving birth.
It's an absolute son of a bitch, mate.
It really is.
I've heard horrendous horror stories about the old kidney stones when they're passing, those sharp little stones passing through the veins and the tubes and so forth. It is excruciatingly painful. Did they pump you full of the good stuff?
Well, they did, thankfully, and that sort of almost makes it all enjoyable enough. But the first night I got down, I mean, I was trying to enjoy the end of the show, and then pain came on, and I just took myself up to the bedroom. I thought, oh, what is this? I'm just going to take myself away from prying eyes. And then, no, this is getting really, really intense. So I cried out to my wife. I said, think we better go to the hospital. And as we went down the lift to the garage, I said, look, I think we should probably make this an ambulance situation.
Right, okay,
so,
wow.
Yeah, so I went out onto the footpath where I was down on my knees.
Can I just stop you there? What was going through your mind? Were you thinking some kind of elderly kind of scenario? My heart's giving out, but obviously it was ripping through your kidneys at that point.
Well, what it does is it goes from the kidneys, and I've just been showing my daughter some headstands that I can do, and that's probably pumped it down through to one of the pipes. And what it does, it goes from the kidney, travels across to the ureter, which I'd never heard of before.
Oh, really?
Which I understand is a muscle that goes from either kidney across to your bladder, and then your bladder exit is the urethra. So the ureter is sort of a muscle which massages the stone through. So obviously, as it's doing its massaging, you're getting cane. So
you're getting ripped.
My
to pieces.
First thought is, I'm dying.
Yeah,
there's 100%. I'm dying.
Yeah,
because you just don't know what it is. It's not like I went, oh, this is a kidney stone.
Yeah.
This is, I'm dying. What the fuck's happening?
Yes.
Get me to the hospital now. So then we're out on the footpath there. The missus is talking to the ambulance.
Yes.
Dispatch. 111, she called. And after sort of about 6 or 7 minutes of talking to them, the diagnosis came back from the person who, as far as I'm concerned, is just someone that answers the phone, said, oh, no, you guys can drive. Doesn't sound bad enough.
Right.
So they literally would not send an ambulance out.
Okay, so you're standing out on the pavement for six, seven minutes.
In
agony.
Absolutely.
And they
agony.
Said no.
No, so I could have just taken the car in the first. So then we have to go back into the building now, down to the car park, get the car and drive.
Yeah.
But what was really good was that it was the nurses' strike was on.
Oh, great.
So I went in there and, rather than being emergency department, had a chat to the guy behind the counter. I'm struggling to remain polite at this stage as he's asking me my address.
Yes.
I said, I can tell you where the pain is, motherfucker. and generally you get sent through, or generally you'd be in the waiting room for the rest of your life. But because it was about 2 p.m, it wasn't too heavy. You know, it wasn't a lot of people there. It was a Wednesday, so people hadn't started drinking yet.
Yeah.
But then went straight through the door, saw a doctor, rather than a nurse, so the doctors had to step up and fill the gap. He diagnosed me within about 30 seconds, and he had me on the gear within about 10 minutes.
Nice.
Which was great.
Brilliant.
But I was in there overnight, and they were just pumping. I was just like, give me the drugs.
Yeah. Did you have the little button thing?
No, they wouldn't give me that. There's something about me they could see that they could see I'd be pretty keen on
it. We won't let him be in charge of that. Isn't it amazing, though, and it's happened to me before, not kidney stones. I won't say that I've ever had kidney stones. But when you're involved in a high-intensity activity like Wellington Paranormal, you know, and you go hard out, and as you say, you're working vigorously on talkback as well, and when it all shuts down, your body falls apart. I remember doing theatre shows and going hard out for ages, and as soon as that final curtain dropped, your body just completely falls apart on you.
Absolutely right.
So your body is just holding off. It'll go, okay, I'll give him this last performance, and then I'm going to rip the shit out of him.
Exactly right. And your body can almost can actually see the finish line as well. So you start breaking down in sort of the last week. It's like when you're in the car and you're dying to get home because you need to do a poo.
Yeah.
Usually
wheeze
or
for
a
me,
wee.
But yeah.
And then you, as you're coming down the hallway, you start unbuckling.
Yeah.
Unbuckle your belt. Start taking old mate out. Even, you know, you're halfway down the hallway. Could go wrong for you depending on what house guests you've got around. But you are absolutely busting, and if that toilet was another 2 miles away, your body would be able to hold out for that extra little bit longer.
You hope so.
Yeah, you do. But it's the same with doing these big jobs. I remember being on sort of like Avatar and those sorts of jobs where you're doing 100 hours a week,
yeah,
or 80, 90, 100 hours. Never, ever plan a holiday for the first week after you finish work,
yeah,
because I'm guaranteed you're going to have a flu or something.
Well, it's funny, actually, because one of my girls at the moment is working on a production, and, mate, the hours they work, you know, she's out of the house by 6 in the morning.
Yeah, man.
She's not home till 7, 8, sometimes 9 at night.
Yeah.
They really hoe into it, don't they?
Totally.
Well, but you're fully recovered, yes?
I'm brand new now,
those
mate.
Those babies have passed through your urethra.
I went in for that first one, and that first night, I was in there overnight, lovely time. Went home the next day, and I was back in there the next night because the pain was that bad. They gave me 3 lots of morphine within about 15 minutes,
and it
did nothing.
Wow.
Absolutely nothing. So they gave me something else that seemed to do the trick. But, I don't recommend it.
No.
But it certainly made me chill out for a few days.
Yeah, good call.
Yeah, good call, mate. Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you're back in fine fettle. Also, another announcement that we've got to make today, Mike, which is pretty exciting news for both of us and for all you listeners out there. Hopefully, we're about to embark on a radio show, Radio Hodaki Drive, the big show with Mike Minogue and Jason Hoyt, which starts on the 12th of July, so a week and a half away from this date here. And, mate, should be a lot of fun. We love to chat.
Pretty exciting, isn't it? So we've been doing this podcast and, hasn't it been great? And now we get to do it 5 days a week. And, some of you more sarky, miserable listeners out there will be going, well, you guys can't even do one show a week.
Yeah.
So how are you going to do 5 a week? And to be fair, it's a good question.
Yeah.
We're going to find out.
That has a lot to do with contracts and things like that.
That's right.
And money.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
Yeah.
I find that they really help you get along. But now the interesting thing is the Radio Hodaki Drive with Jason Mike, the big show, starting on the 12th of July.
Yeah.
So make sure you tune in from 4 to 7 weekdays.
Man. Yeah, weekdays.
And so we'll be cracking into that and bringing you heaps of quality radio.
Yeah.
Shit, yeah.
Yeah, mate.
So as you can hear, there's been a lot going on.
There has.
And
we haven't been doing nothing. We haven't just been sitting around going, I can't be bothered doing the podcast. Because I love this podcast.
The podcast is great.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, let's get into it because we've got a lot of letters to get through. And let's start off with a bit of acting chat with Jason Mike.
Cut. Let's go again, please. One more time.
Jason Mike bring you Acting Chat.
Jace Mike, as two esteemed broadcasters, what is your advice for someone who wants to get into broadcasting or voice acting, but does not know where to begin? Yours sincerely, Patrick. I think that was over the Instagram. Oh, it might have been the email.
Yeah, okay.
Great question.
Yeah, it is a great question.
Well, Jace, you've been doing it for quite a while now in one form or another.
Yeah.
And from my point of view, it was blind luck, really, sort of getting involved with the ACC.
Yeah.
You know? And I can't even remember how that happened, actually. I remember it was on a Bangladesh thing. And I sort of was invited along because I guess I had a bit of a profile with Wellington Paranormal.
Sure.
I guess I thought maybe that'd bring along a different audience. But so I guess, from my point of view, if you get yourself, get Jermaine Clement and Taika Waititi to make a TV show that you'll be a lead actor in.
Yeah, that would definitely help.
That, then you might be able to get to know somebody in radio who'll say, do you want to come along and commentate sports?
Such and such. Yeah.
So that's probably the easiest road.
But in all seriousness, that's often how it works. It's connections. And, in terms of my voice acting and so forth, I initially got an agent, of course, as you do for your acting. And my agent had a sort of conjunct kind of a sideline, which was voiceovers. And she said, would you like to be part of doing voiceovers? And I said, yep. And it's one of those things that once you start doing it, people get to know your voice, people start asking for you and stuff, and it grows from there. I'd be interested, was it Patrick?
Yeah.
What kind of voice you've got?
This is key because, Jace, obviously you've got a special kind of voice. One of New Zealand's great voices. And so it's all well and good to say you want to do voice work, but if you sound like if your voice is sort of reminiscent of a couple of cats fucking in an alleyway.
Yeah.
Ooh, tough sell.
Or you've been sucking on a helium balloon.
Yeah, that's right.
Or high-pitched.
You know, or you can't read.
Mind you, having said that, I mean, there is always...
there's room for character
stuff. Yeah, character stuff, quirky kind of voices. In fact, you know, if you look at adverts nowadays on television, they're all cast with quirky characters.
Yeah,
aren't
I know,
they?
It's disgusting.
You don't get your straight, good-looking man like yourself so much anymore.
Yeah. Well, you know.
It's your kind of wacky, zany-looking dudes that all women...
Freak shows
that get those sort of jobs. But that's how I got into it, and in terms of that, and radio for me was actually through the ACC.
Yeah.
And I spoke to Mike Lane, who was the head of the ACC and worked in radio, and I said, Lane...
Give us a go
in radio, mate. And he said, all right, we'll see what we can do.
Yeah.
And so I got together with Lee Hart and we smashed some shit out.
Boom, boom, boom.
And then bang.
Yeah.
It's really – what. But having said that, I mean, particularly in this day and age, which wasn't around when I first started, do a podcast.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, podcasting, well, that's really been the ticket for me. I mean, I've got no right having a radio show. I mean, there's people that go to broadcasting school and, you know, but they've just chucked me in because I'm old, I guess. And so, yeah, so get a podcast like Jace and I did and then get to a point where you get a radio show and then, you know.
Go from there.
Yeah, see how it goes. Broadcasting school is a good one, though. I mean, that's generally how people get into it.
Yeah.
But you're saying, you want to get into broadcasting, go to broadcasting school. It's like if you want to get into law, go to law school.
Go to law school, yeah.
But that's, you know, we're doing this, you know, podcast at the moment from sort of our future place. No, let's not get into it. But there's a lot of interns around, and all of these interns have been brought in from broadcasting school.
Sure.
You know?
And, might I add, fizzing at the bung to absolutely take our jobs once we get too old or those kidney stones kick in again.
Yeah, they smell
to
your
just
face.
They're really good to you.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're really respectful and nice. But underneath that, Mike, is simmering, simmering ambition.
Yeah, that's right.
And they just can't wait for you to be knocked off your perch. And
totally.
If they can help in any way to knock you off your perch, then absolutely they will. But that's a great idea. If you're interested in broadcasting, go to broadcasting school, Patrick.
Yeah, go to school, man.
Or start a podcast, send it to us, and we'll give you some advice. How does that sound? Brilliant. Hey, but right now it's time for Relationship Chat with Jace and Mike.
I think she's cheating on me.
It's Relationship Advice with Jace and Mike. This is a long one. And
do you want me to read it, mate?
Potentially I should have shortened it up a bit. But I'm going to go with the second one we've got here. Gents, having spent over a year working from home, it's time for myself and fellow colleagues to return to office work. It's a small office full of women and one very, very needy male. I generally get along with most people, but these guys are something else. I would like your advice on how to tackle their lack of sicko sense of humours and how to drown out their attempts to out-drama each other with their very boring, non-dramatic and unhumorous lives. I'm told I wear my thoughts on my face and I'm worried since we may not be wearing masks that I could be even more insulting to them than before. Bigger problem being, I'm their boss and actually have to listen to a certain degree. I know your advice will be unlike any of the usual. So I would love to hear your thoughts. And that's from, weirdly, Sergeant Mac Old Blighty. I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
Good question.
I would like your advice on how to tackle their lack of sicko sense of humours and how to drown out their attempts to out-drama each other with their very boring, non-dramatic and unhumorous lives. Well, the workplace is a... there's a festering cesspool, Mike, of mishap if you place a foot wrong.
Yep.
You know, I'm immediately thinking HR issues.
Yes.
And you have to be very, very careful in terms of what you do and say in the workplace these days.
That's
because
right.
You can't get away with anything.
No.
Not like in the old days where, you know, people made horrendous sexist comments and things like that. That's not going to happen today, so you do need to tread very carefully.
Well, it can happen, but you just need to be prepared to lose your job. Be sacrificed to the public on social media.
Yes.
And never be able to work in your profession ever again.
Yes.
And never be forgiven for anything that you've ever done.
Yeah.
So you need to keep that in mind. Also the fact that you are the boss. That's a toughie.
Yeah, really tough.
Because I don't think we've ever had this situation before. Generally, it's people moaning about their boss, not a boss moaning
about
their
employees.
So we've got a situation here where it's your fault because you've employed them.
Yep.
And now you want to complain about the fact that they're not very good company.
Yeah.
Wonder if they're good at their jobs. Does that come into the equation at all?
Well, you'd like to think so, wouldn't you? Obviously, if you're hiring people, you want them to do the job.
Yeah.
But yes, I mean, he's almost made his own bed, really, hasn't he?
Yeah.
The fact that he's hired these people and now finds out that actually they're tedious and they bore the living shit out of him, it's really his responsibility.
It feels like he's sort of got to clean the slate and start again, you know, get some more people in. So if you're, you know, obviously...
So he's in bankruptcy and just close the place down and restart again?
Well, let's just have another look at your advice earlier about not making sexual advances to people in a workplace or not being inappropriate. You know, if you make your workplace such an uncomfortable cesspool of sort of foul language, inappropriate behaviour, you know, get to the point where hopefully they'll just quit.
Right, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because I know you can't fire anybody.
No.
Because, you know, everyone has to have, you know, sort of 12 months and 17 chances.
Yes.
So maybe if you just sort of start thinning the herd by, and I wouldn't hit on the woman. Because
no.
You might end up on court on that one. But you said there's a guy there.
You see, I'm listening to what you're saying, and I'm envisaging more problems with your particular.
So?
Well, you know, making it such an uncomfortable workplace, horrendous language, horrendous suggestions.
Sure.
Inappropriate dress. You know, I can see that swinging quite wildly the other way as well.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we're just trying to help them out, aren't we?
Yeah, that's
so it's
true.
Just ideas here. It's ideas. So, you know, it's an option anyway.
Personally, I think he's rooted.
Yeah.
Personally, I think you're stuffed, old blighty. Personally, I think that you've made your own nest and now you're going to have to lie in it.
Oh, do you lie in a nest?
Yes.
You make your own bed.
Bed.
Yeah. I think there's got to be a way out of it. I mean, he's getting in touch with us for some advice. We can't just say he's buggered, can we?
Well, either that or he quits.
Yeah, that'd take them by surprise.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Hey, listen, I think you guys are tremendous, but I've got other things I want to achieve in my life, and I'm going to be moving on.
What about if he just walked away?
Yes.
He doesn't say anything. He just stops turning up.
To work completely?
Yeah.
Well, there was that guy over in Italy, wasn't there, who worked in the hospital and didn't show up to work for...
Really?
Like 29 years. Seriously, didn't show up for work for 29 years, got paid every week, and no one noticed that he was missing. No one noticed, and he got paid for 29 years of not turning up to work.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's an option. And if they're good workers because they're not very interesting, they probably will just get on and get the job done. And you just continue taking drawings out of the business account. Mm. Alternatively, if everybody else is boring, it's possible that you're the problem.
Yeah.
You might be a dullard. Very boring, non-dramatic, and unhumorous lives. I mean, you might be like a sort of a, I'm getting a vibe like you might be a David Brent sort of character.
Yeah, I'm getting that vibe.
You know, from the UK office where you're wandering in, you think you're funny, you think you're cool, you got all these jokes and everything, and actually you're a dickhead.
Yeah, you're a piece of shit, and everyone hates you.
Yeah, yeah. So maybe you need to work on yourself a bit. I don't know. What you could do is do one of those suggestion boxes.
Sure.
Get those out.
How can we make this a better working
environment
for you?
And if everybody says you stay home, then you know that you're the problem.
Yeah. And it's interesting, and it's good advice for life, in fact. Mm. You're a long way up the beanstalk if you're going to try and change other people. What needs to change, Mike, is yourself.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because you can't change how other people are, but you can change how you are and how you react to it.
That's true. That is exactly true. But it must be
hard. But he sounds like the sort of guy that wouldn't be asked doing that, to be honest.
Nah.
They just go, oh, nah, fuck him.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, I'll flick off an email to Jason Mike and we'll see if they can solve my problems.
Mm.
Yeah, it feels like it's your fault, your problem. And as you say, Jace, the issue lies with you. So I'd take some time away, man, and just look inward.
Yeah.
Look inward.
Yeah. But don't become one of those really self-absorbed wankers that, you know, is always talking about himself, though. Don't want that as well.
No, no, you'll end up like one of your employees.
Yeah, exactly, and you'll bore the shit out of yourself.
Yeah.
But no, that's what I'd do. There's nothing much. I think the suggestion box is a great idea. Mm. Get the vibe.
Yeah.
Get the vibe. And look to change yourself before you start trying to change others in your office.
Yeah.
Or quit.
Yeah.
Or go bankrupt.
Yeah.
And just shut the whole thing down. But thanks, Sergeant Mac from Old Blighty.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Another hugely popular part of the podcast, Mike, is Pet Chat with Jason Mike.
Is that dog doing a shit on my lawn?
Pet Advice with Jason Mike. G'day, guys. Love the pod. Coming in with some Pet Chat here. I'm 21 and living with my parents, and they recently just got a new puppy. And it's turned into an absolute nightmare. It's a Scottish Highland Terrier, and it's a real yappy piece of shit. All it does is chew my dog, named Guinness's face, and complain. Quite frankly, I'm over it. Do I take it out to the back paddock, as Jace would say, or do I just accept it as a member of our family?
Mm.
I don't know who that's from or where that's from, but no. Great question, mate.
It's over the Insta. I can't remember old mate's name. Yeah, great question. 21, living with your parents. They recently got a new puppy. Well, you're living in their house.
For a start.
At 21. Weirdly, you've got your own dog in this house, but it's not a family dog. It's your dog.
Yeah.
I doubt that you're paying rent.
You know? Do you think?
Yeah, I can't
see. You get that feeling from it? Yeah.
I get that kind of vibe.
Yeah.
It's
a tricky one, isn't it, with your kids in the old rent and stuff?
Sure. How are you going with it?
Very poorly. but it's that,
not paying rent and stealing all your lighters.
Yeah, well, it's stealing all my bloody lighters. Seriously, man, every time I get up in the morning, it's like, where's my bloody lighter?
Yeah.
That bloody... but, you know, I have some sympathy for young people these days. The rents out there, mate, are outrageous.
Sure.
Outrageous. So I get it. So, with my daughter, it's like, you can stay for free, save up some money.
And then get out.
And then get out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Except she doesn't save up money and ends up spending more of mine.
Yeah.
Somehow.
Yeah.
Even though she's working full time.
Sure.
But anyway, that's a really, really tough one. And there's nothing worse. And those terriers can be bloody yappy too. Because we talked about this in previous Pet Chats. It's those little dogs that are yappy, annoying little shits.
All talk.
Yeah.
Aren't they? All talk with Highland Terriers. That can be really annoying. And it's possible here that your parents have got it just to annoy you.
Yes.
In the hope that you'll actually move out.
Yeah, that's quite a possibility, I would suggest.
And at the end of the day, if the only rent that you've got to pay is that your dog gets its face chewed off, you live with that.
Yeah.
You know, the yapping is annoying.
Well, I wonder about that. I mean, that's how dogs play. They chew
each other's faces off.
Yeah, chew each other's faces off.
Yeah.
And your dog, you don't mention the age of your dog, but Guinness, probably quite an old dog.
Yeah.
Probably being renewed and reinvigorated by this new addition.
Yeah.
This young terrier pup.
Yeah, I mean, this is the other thing as well. This new addition to the family, it's a puppy.
Yeah.
You know, it's not going to be a puppy forever.
No.
So it's probably going to come good at some point, you would think. But also I would think that by the time it comes good, you will have moved out because you shouldn't be living at home with your parents.
No.
I don't think. I mean, I'm surprised that this is a request for advice about Pet Chat when really it should be like, why am I living at home with my parents?
But also having said that, you know, I'm thinking to myself, if he's got this big dog, Guinness, very hard to find a flat with a dog. You know what I mean? A lot of people say no dogs.
Well,
no dogs.
Well, what I would say is, you know, take it out the back paddock.
In that case,
take his own dog out the back paddock.
Yeah, yeah.
Not the parents' dog, because it's look, it's more your puppy, their puppy's house than it is your house.
Yes.
Because you're no longer a puppy. You're 21. You should be gone.
And at least the puppy's contributing something.
That's right.
In the sense of bringing them probably joy and, making them happy, going for walks, you know.
That's
keeping
right.
them alive, keeping them young. Whereas you're just sitting there with your massive beast, not paying any rent and moaning like a...
Having a bludge. I mean, to them, you probably sound like you're yappy.
Yes. I'm sure he's yappy.
I've got a yappy 21-year-old piece of shit.
It could have easily been the other way around.
And he sits around doing jack shit. How do I get rid of him?
And his dog leaves hair all over the place.
That's right.
You know what I mean? Just big tufts of hair all over the cushions and the bloody duvet.
Exactly right. So I could equally see your parents sending us an email. They're probably my age. They're probably our age, Jace.
I'd say so.
Thinking, how do I get rid of this late 30s shit kid?
Yeah.
Who just sits around the house moaning about our dog.
It's probably smoking gunja.
Oh, he's stoned as.
You know, probably going in and drinking all your beer.
Yeah. Well, he's named his dog Guinness.
And probably walking around the house saying, why is there never any food here?
Because you eat it all, you piece of shit.
Yeah, exactly.
So, I mean, once again, it feels like it's a case of holding up a mirror and taking a long, hard look at yourself and, getting out of the joint. Do yourself a favour, do your parents a favour, do your dog a favour and that puppy a favour and just move on, man.
Yeah, I think so. I think that's great advice.
You know, if it's getting a bit tense around the house, then, and you can't handle the living situation that your parents are providing to you free of charge, then you need to just... Move on. Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
And I think there's big things around the corner for you, man. I can really feel that.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
And you don't know until you try, mate.
Nah.
You've got to fly out of that nest, mate.
Yeah, man.
And make your own way in the world.
Yeah, totally.
And that conversely will make you feel better about yourself. You'll totally. Feel better about your life. You won't feel like a useless piece of shit anymore.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, yeah.
You won't feel like a bludger.
An absolute loser.
And look, you can still go around and visit them.
Yeah.
And have a meal or something like that. Maybe take a few snacks from the pantry.
Yeah.
But they won't mind that because they'll be happy that you're not in the house anymore.
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah, I think there's some real growth to be done here as well. And it sounds like your dog is actually happy where it is too. Like Guinness sounds like it's having a great time hanging out with this puppy.
Yeah, this young little...
And it sort of feels like you're the third wheel in the relationship.
Yeah, yeah.
So I reckon...
I think everyone wants you to leave, man. And, sometimes you've just got to read the signs around you and just move on.
Yeah.
And maybe the fact that they bought a puppy was really a sign from them.
Yeah.
That, like, hey, mate.
Yeah.
Full house.
Yeah.
You need to move on with
your... I don't think it's quite a situation where you need to take yourself out to the back paddock.
No.
I just think you need to, move out into the big wide world and sort of beat your own path.
As it were.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Great advice.
And, your dog's, Guinness will still be, I guess, relatively happy to see you when you pop over for a visit.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously it'll forget you eventually.
Yes.
Pretty quickly.
Yeah, yeah. Then it'll get arthritis and all that, and you have to deal with all that shit.
Yeah, that's right. And your parents can pay the vet bill, so that's a plus for you. So, man, congratulations, man. You're moving out. So just, after you've listened to this, just go and have a chat to your parents. Apologise to them, obviously, for being a sort of a... a burden.
Yeah.
I mean, you feel like a burden.
Yeah, massive.
Yeah, huge burden to them. And, just thank them for everything they've done for you and just say, you're gonna get out there, man, and
take on the world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Brilliant stuff. Well, that brings us to the end of our, is it, Mike? Is it our final ever podcast? Well, at this stage, it is.
It is. Look, we're just going to see what happens. We're doing our radio show. That's going to be 5 days a week. I think they even do that in podcast form. They're going to be doing that. They'll do the highlights. And so we're going to see how it goes. Obviously, this is a different kettle of fish, so to speak, Jace. So we don't want to abandon it, but we also don't want to get sick to death of each other.
Yeah, that's true, mate. That's true. So we'll see how we go, and we'll let you know. But what we do want to do is thank everyone that's taken the time to listen to the podcast. Make sure you listen to the radio show. We'd love to have your company. You can call us.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, that's a great thing about radio.
First time we can ever hear your voices.
You can actually talk to us, which is great. Also, don't forget about Talkback at TVNZ On Demand. That's out now. Get into it, people.
Yeah, man. And when you're with, and the same thing goes, we've been trying to get you bastards to share this podcast around and get involved and try and support us. And, you've been all right. But now we've got a TV show and we really want to do a second season. So what we need you to do is watch The Bastard, make it a favourite on TVNZ On Demand, and get it out on social media. Start talking about it there with the hashtag TalkBack, and start promoting it for us, and hopefully we'll have another season for you. There's a, you know, there's a couple of great sex scenes in that show, Jess.
Oh, boy.
And, you know, if you're going to want to see any more of that, then it's going to require a season two. So
my best work in that regard, mate. Yeah, my really best nice. Work in that regard. Hey, thanks so much for tuning in. We really appreciate it. We'll hear from you when you, well, when we hear from you. And in the meantime, take care out there. Great stuff.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.